Welcome everybody to Grieving Our Babies podcast. I'm the host that cares the most, Calvin Hawkins. This is the place you come tell your stories, your pain, your journey through grief.
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You just want to come over here and see if we can get this test project working together so we can start recording and, you know, just reach out to the world and start helping these people out here. So, what you got going on tonight?
Nothing. We're just trying to do a little test run. See if we got everything the right way up in the studio. See if it work out. Or go back to the drawing board. But we know that it's going to be perfect in the end.
What you want to come out of this?
I just want people to have a place to go and tell their story. To tell about their grief. Have someone that they can talk to about their grief, because not everybody understands. And if you haven't lost a child or lost a loved one, then you don't really know what someone is feeling. And since we've been there, you know, we can understand what they're going through and they can talk to us about it.
Yeah, that's what I woke up one night, one morning, and I was like, Grieving Our Babies podcast, and that's when I woke you up, and then I was like, that's what we should do, like Grieving Our Babies podcast, let's do that. And you was asking me about it, and I explained it to you. So it's good to have a good partner that always gonna be here for you and help you with your dreams, even though I want you to be my co-host. I'm still working on it.
Well, God has not put that on my heart just yet, but, you know, I'm going to help you reach your goals. I'm always going to be there to push you forward and make sure you reach the next level that you're trying to reach.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I need that in my corner. I know I do a lot, and it's just all for the greater good, though. So we now helping these kids, mentoring in the school. We got that classroom at the Hope Center. We're just doing a lot to help these parents and help these kids. As far as the classroom, what you want to do up inside there?
Well, I just want it to be an after-school program, a safe space for kids to be able to come. They can get help with their homework. Also, like just a summer program when they're out of school in the summer, or like any type of school break, just a place, a safe place where they can come and be themselves. Also, you know, have some learning things there. They can get help with their homework, and then just a lot of things, a lot of different things that don't really need to be said right now, but a lot of things will be going on in that classroom to help out kids.
Yeah, so. Well, I appreciate that, because them kids is funny. They take all our money. That's the bowling league. I was just trying to do the incentive for 1 week just that night with the $2 for the strikes and dollars for the spares. And then you was like, no, you shouldn't have started it. So now we got to continue to do that. I just wanted it for that day. But why did you say, let's continue to do it?
Because you shouldn't start doing something and then stop it. It's not fair to the kids.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's taking all the dust. But I have no problem with it. The joy on them kids' faces, everything when they come to us, just to see them laugh and have fun. And then now we feed them and make sure they have a hot meal inside their stomach when they go home, because we don't know their home life. So we're doing good things out here, and we need to just keep it up. What do you see for us doing in the future? What are the future things that you want that we can continue to do?
I don't really look at the future. I take every day, day by day, and whatever God put on our heart to do, I know that we will get it done. So I just take it as it comes.
Yeah, day by day. That's the only thing we can do. But you know, every time I wake up in the morning, I have new ideas for
you have 50 million different ideas going at once, and I have to tell you, hey, focus on one thing. Let's focus on this thing. Get this good, and then we can go to the next thing, because we can't do 50 million things at once, because I am only one person.
Right. I'm wasting one person too, but you know, my mind, once it gets going and I get myself focused on something, I'll be like, I got to do this too. But there's one thing you can say, you can't give me credit. Once I get my mind stuck on something, I may have a lot going on at one time, but I always complete each task.
That's true, but you still need to focus on one thing at a time. You can't spread yourself too thin. That's why you be tired. That's why you got me, to keep you grounded. Because you be in the clouds, and I got to pull you back down and keep you grounded. Let's focus on one thing and then move to the next. You do what you say you're going to do, and that's why I love you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's how I get to moving, though. I know I do a whole lot, but my mind says, go, go, go. Even though at times I do be tired, but I just want to be like, okay, I got to get this part done, too. And then I have to get this part done. Then I have to get that part done. But, you know, it just, I know you try to keep me grounded, but that's what keep me going.
I get that, but it's all about balance. And you got to balance it out. You can't do too much all the time. That's why you have me, because I'm chill. So I'm gonna make you chill. Chill out. Like, you're doing too much. You gotta chill out. You gotta rest. And rest is not lazy. You need to rest.
Now, you just said I have you, right?
You have me in your corner, yeah. You got me. You always got me in your corner. Don't be trying to trip me up. I'm not falling for it.
You did say I have you, right?
In your corner. By your side. I got your back. All that.
So now I'm asking you.
What I'm telling you is, I'm in your corner. I got your back. I'm walking beside you. I'm propping you up. All that. All that. Don't be trying to
know means.
What that means is
co-host, right?
What I said. Don't be trying to read between any lines. I'm not there yet.
I think God has put it on you.
He hasn't, because if he put it on me, I would have told you yes. But I'm not telling you yes. I'm telling you, I'm in your corner. I got your back. I'm walking beside you. I'm propping you up.
The world wants to see. Everybody, like, you know what? She needs to be your co-host. I said, exactly. I'm telling her that. Well, I can't tell you. Like you said, I'm asking you to be my co-host. That would be an awesome thing. Listen, just hear me out. Hear me out. I can do the males, and you can do the moms and stuff. Look at her face, guys. But that's awesome, though. Okay, you know what?
He can't make me be there before I'm ready to be there.
You're absolutely correct. But I feel when it's time, when you see it start flowing and growing, that you were like, let me be your co-host. But then I'm going to have a problem, because you going to be wanting to take over the show, or I'm going to be looking in the comments. They're going to be like, hey, man, put your wife back on there.
You don't ever have to worry about me taking over. Not ever. It's not my thing.
Okay, so let's see. Let's do it like this. I'll run the podcast all week then. I say Sunday through Friday. And you run the Saturday shows by yourself.
I'm not agreeing to anything. I'm not about to tell you any of that. I'm not saying that.
Okay, guys. Try to get in there and jump in the ring with me. But right now, it's not working. So we're going to both sign off. We're doing a test run to make sure everything is working correct. I'm the host that cares the most, Calvin Hawkins, with my lovely co-host. Say it. Say your name.
Janice Hodges Hawkins.
Signing off. Till next time.